Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A question I never wanted to answer, but I'm going to have to answer it momentarily. But first, caller number 7, 216-474-0092. You're going to win a chance, or you have your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Cleveland Monsters and the North Division semifinals this Friday at 7 p.m. against Laval Raquette. Plus, the first 5,000 fans through the door get a rally towel courtesy of True North Convenience Stores. Don't miss the action. Get your tickets now at clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs. It's all from the Cleveland Monsters in Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Again, clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs. Be caller number 7, 216-474-0092. Your chance to go see your Cleveland Monsters take on Laval Raquette. I will tell you this. Like, I was trying to think of different ways I could collect on the $100,000 for my son. Could I make him a personal servant of somebody within the Browns for like the next 2 years? Or like you are now like the Browns' personal bitch boy. Anything that they want you to do, you have to do it. I don't care what it is. If you need to go put gas in Myles Garrett's car, if you need to go pick up somebody's family at the airport, the other airport, a different airport, not just over there, very close. I don't care what it would be. If they want you to mow the grass out back with scissors, you're going to do it. If JW wants a shoe shine, you're going to do it. Anything I can think of over the course of 2 years, you are going to do it. If they want you to wash dishes by hand, you're going to do it.
Sounds like a great premise for a show.
Yeah. And that was the premise of Mr. Belvedere, was it? No, he didn't make any prank calls. Cost $100,000.
That's the pilot, so here's the deal.
Yeah. I don't think Mr. Belvedere did that. Mary Kay Cabot at 8:22. Brian Geltzeiler going to join us at 9:01. We'll talk Cavs with him. Speaking of the Cavs, so this is a question Lyman and I have not really wanted to answer because, well, you're going to get smoked online for just talking about it. Even though, you know, I said yesterday, if you really think this, just admit you haven't watched the Cavs, and I had plenty of blowback. Darius Garland was out the last two games of the Heat series, and this was after he had things to say about Tyler Hero. Well, Kyle Anderson, we have this clip of Kyle Anderson. This is after game 4, where he was asked about the Cavaliers without Darius Garland. And this is what the Miami Heat's Kyle Anderson, not John Anderson or Ryan Anderson or Hans Christian Andersen, this is what Kyle Anderson had to say about the Cavs' current situation without Darius Garland.
If you want my honest answer, and I don't mean to throw shots at anybody or even, you know, entertain what was going on between them, but I think they looked like a better team without Garland on the floor. Now, I don't know the numbers or anything, but I think it played more into their favor once Garland wasn't on the floor for them. They were able to dictate the tempo and, you know, get more stops on defense, and it was hard for us to score, and, you know, they had more guys out there on defense. So I think once we came across that, it got kind of tough for us.
So you and I don't know how long this conversation is going to go because you and I agree with each other on this. At least I think we do, that this team is better with Darius Garland. That there's not been nearly enough of a sample size of Ty Jerome to try to give the opinion in honest certainty that this team is better with Ty Jerome. Yes, Ty Jerome is 6'5". But one guy has started all but 4 games in his career. The other one has started 10. out of 279 possibilities there, he has started 10 of them. Now, Ty Jerome, hate to say this, but it's probably true, will make a fine guard for another team if he doesn't take a huge hometown discount this next year. Because I can't dig into his pockets and say, oh, yeah, he's definitely going to stay after this year, after he's putting up the numbers that he did against the Miami Heat. I also don't think the Miami Heat are the honest gauge for how great Ty Jerome can be with this basketball team, because they were just going through the motions those two games down in Miami.
Yeah, Jerome has had an incredible year, clearly the best year he's had in the NBA. He's been healthy and he's been consistent. And in his role of being that guy to come off the bench to where there's really not much of a drop-off, if any, on a given night from Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland, he has been sensational all year in that role. Darius has been really good in his role. He was having a career year up until, you know, the final 2 months of the year where he still was doing other things. He just wasn't shooting the ball as well. He regressed a bit, but then kind of found his shot in the last few games and in the first two games of the playoffs. I think it's silly to sit there and make declarations on any of this based on the Miami Heat. Like, the Cavs were great. They look like the best team in basketball. They look like the team that did have the three winning streaks, that had the best record in the league for most of the year until OKC took that over. I'm not making any kind of changes right now in the lineup. That includes, by the way, Max Strus. I mean, Max Strus has been sensational up until the final game of the series. I'm keeping him as a starter. And I remember I was trying to drive a conversation to get DeAndre Hunter in there. I'm good with Max Strus. Like, I'm not changing anything right now based on individual numbers or even some team numbers in a route of the Miami Heat. I think that's silly.
Thank you for covering for my sneezes. I think you're right wholeheartedly. When he says it, though, I know we have to address it, because once an NBA player gives it life, all right, I have to address it again. But I want to...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nip it in the bud. I think that if anybody, and I also want to go through puberty here live on the air, if you watch the Cavs this entire year, because you might have heard last year about Darius Garland. You might have heard the year before about Darius Garland. It's been a little bit of a mixed bag with Darius. I'll admit it. And yeah, there's a concern that I have, that I think everybody has, about a smaller backcourt. And I think it might rear its ugly head. I'm not as confident against Boston as you are, because I don't want to get mad if they go to Boston and lose. I don't want to start saying irresponsible things on the air. I know, now I don't want to do it. I don't want to just say it out of anger. I don't want to get irresponsible because I'm angry. Because I think they've had a great season. I just don't know if it's great enough to get over the Boston Celtics right now, even though it's been a great year.
We'll see. But this setup has worked for everybody involved.
But you know what this does? If they play against Indiana, they're going to play against Indiana. Say they get a 5-game series out of Indiana, they win the series, or a 6-game series. If they go to Boston, that conversation about Darius Garland, because he has problems against the Boston Celtics, that becomes a bigger issue. This thing that we want to avoid now, this is why I'm actually glad Kyle Anderson said it, because now I have to put something on the record other than you guys just are talk show radio hosts and you guys just want to put something negative into the atmosphere. No, Kyle Anderson said it. So now I have to address it. But I'm on the record, and I think you're on the record here. They are not better without Darius Garland.
Yeah.
They are not better with Ty Jerome instead of Darius Garland because the Miami Heat are not a litmus test for what this team is about to deal with in the postseason.
Yeah, I agree. And the reality is, if this team is truly going to maximize what they can do, their trajectory, and be the team that we saw all season, almost all season in the regular season, it's Darius at his best. If Darius is at his best in that Boston series, they are going to win the Boston series. They have a chance, and they can pull it off. If he plays terrible in that series, they'll be scrambling a little bit. I imagine you'll see a little more of Ty Jerome, but, you know, Ty Jerome's going to have, if Holiday is healthy, he's going to have Holiday on him. He's going to have Derek White on him. He's going to have Jaylen Brown in match, you know, in switches on him. Like, that's all. That you were skipping ahead, obviously, because we have the Pacers next. But
yeah, but I don't play for the Cavs. I can look ahead.
Yeah,
so
there's nobody in that Cavs building that is uncomfortable with Darius Garland in the starting lineup. He was an all-NBA player for most of the year. He only really fell out of it in the last month and a half. So, you look, I have no problem talking about anything. I do get irritated when people get mad that we're having any kind of conversations about a basketball team. Like, have every conversation you want.
I'll admit,
have it.
It's hard to do typical conversation talk on the air about the Cavs because they've been perfect this year.
Yeah.
You can't go against perfect. You can only talk about lauding how great perfect is. Because if I was with you at a bar, hey, how about the Cavs? Yeah, how about the Cavs? And then we sit there and we watch TV because the Cavs are that great. I think it naturally leads to you want to be negative. But when a guy says something like this, okay, then I'm going to get hostile and I'm going to get defensive of it because I know in my heart I'm right. I've watched the Cavs all year. I've watched the Cavs since LeBron's been gone. I know what Darius Garland has had to fit into. And what Darius Garland has had to fit into is a bunch of different categories that I don't know if a lot of guys could do it, especially at his size. And he has struggled at times. Yes, he has struggled at times to do that. But I think he's been able to fulfill that role. And I think we're finally getting him now that he's relatively healthy. I know he's out the last couple of games with a toe. I think he's been able to blossom into the type of player, along with Donovan Mitchell, to be alongside of Donovan Mitchell, to be the helper, to be the type of team that they will have its best chance to get over the hump against the Boston Celtics. I worry about what Boston can do to him. I worry that I'm going to be annoyed coming up in that series about what people may say, because I think it's going to be a very difficult series. I'm glad, though, that DeAndre Hunter was traded for, because I think that he can be a very special piece to this basketball team in helping them get over the Boston Celtics. But damn it, I cannot stand this conversation every time we are separated from the play of Darius Garland, where this team is better without Darius Garland. They've never been better without Darius Garland during his time here. It's never been true. You've based it on the regular season, not you, but they've based it on the regular season and against the Miami Heat, a team that was not trying in the postseason.
Well, I've had tough questions after the last few playoff losses. The last 2 years about Darius. And Darius, he showed improvement. I think he evolved. He's become a much more confident player. Even on off nights where he's not shooting the ball well, he's still doing a bunch of good things. So I think he has taken a step forward. And I think that type of evolution in his game is going to be important because guys are going to have off nights. He does battle on defense. I have kind of maintained that I think him trying to fight so hard on defense, because there are those limitations, I wonder if it's taken a bite out of his offense because teams like Boston...
You talking about Darius?
Yeah, okay. Teams like Boston put him through the ringer on defense. And even though he does his best to hold his own, I think it kind of exhausts him to a level where he does kind of struggle at times. But I will say this year, he's been one of the most clutch players in the NBA. That guy in the final 2 minutes has been as good as
he's
almost anybody.
Great. And I don't want to mess with that right now. And I also know that there is a tremendous difference in coming in off the bench, being the type of guy who could be a microwave for you like Ty Jerome can, going from 19 minutes a night or 18 minutes a night to over 30 minutes a night. There's a tremendous difference in starting in this league. And I think it's very irresponsible for guys like you and me if we were to champion such an issue, because I know it's wrong.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.